This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, Rabbi Isai. We have a very interesting sugi this morning. The last vlad, Daf Ayin Hey, was discussing whether Petzua Daka, the prohibition of the Petzua Daka Lovei B'Kal Hashem, what the definition of Petzua Daka is. And the Gemara said, Petzua B'Kulan, Dachu B'Kulan, and Karos B'Kulan. In other words, any part of the Eiver Tashmish which has any of the psulin is a problem. That's what the Gemara said. That if any part of the Eiver, whether it's the Eiver itself, whether it's the Beitzim, whether it's the thread that holds it up, they're all a problem. That was a statement of Rava and Ayin Heim and Beis Amar Rava, Patsua Bekulan, Dach b'chulan, karas b'chulan. Patsua b'chulan means bein shenifsa hagid, bein shenifsa beitzim, bein shenifsa chutei beitzim. Dach b'chulan, bein shenidach hagid, bein shenidchu beitzim, bein shenidchu chutei beitzim. Kros b'chulan, bein shenichros hagid, bein shenichros beitzim, bein shenichros chutei beitzim. Fine. It's very interesting. So what in the world is a patsua daka? If patsua means wounded and daka means crushed, how's the Gemara reading the words, Petzua Daka? Apparently, it reads about Lo Yavai Petzua, one, that's one. Daka, another case. Kros, a third case. Shafcha, of the Eiver, B'Kal Hashem. In other words, Petzua, Daka, Kros, are all three adjectives of the noun called Shafcha. That's how the Bavli is learning it. There's no such thing as Petzua Daka. It's an improper term, according to the Bavli. Patsua means wounded. Daka means crushed. There's no such thing as a patsua daka. It's lo yavai patsua, A. B, daka. Three, krus. Shafcha is the noun, b'kal Hashem. And yet the Mishnah says on daf ayin that, let's see if we can find it. The Mishnah says, no. The Mishnah says, "Mishenasa patsua daka ukrus shafcha." So there, it could be, we could read it like we just read it, but then it says "veizehu patsua daka." What do you mean "veizehu patsua daka"? There's no such thing as patsua daka. Daka is an adjective. So this is going to lead us into a halachic topic and an amazing controversy in Hilchos Sefer Torah, which may come as a very big surprise to many people, that you can't just go into any shul and hear Kriyas HaTorah. As much as you'd like to think, yeah, I'll go out of town and I'll just hear Kriyas HaTorah. No, you can't do that. It has to be our kind of Sefer Torah. That's kosher according to Lechatchila. You say, what? Don't all Jews have the same Sefer Torah? No, they don't. Now, by Ashkenazim could use Svardim, Svardim could use Ashkenazim, but Teimonim have a different letter by Svardim, and Chabad has a different letter by Ashkenazim. And it's going to be a Shaila. Can even a Svardi hear Kriyas HaTorah from a Teimoni Sefer Torah? Or could an Ashkenazi hear Kriyas HaTorah from a Chabad Sefer Torah? Say, what? Do they have different letters? Yeah, we're going to see they have different letters. But it depends how you learn this Gemara, actually. Now look at this. The Gemara says, "Nira lahakdim tshuvas mehagrad karlina." Rav David Karliner. This is from the Sefer Atar Shmuel, Rav Mordechai Rosenbaum. It's a very nice Sefer on Shas, and he quotes a lot of very Yisoyos de Gemara Mekoymos. So he quotes the tshuva of Rav David Karliner, who is Marech Levayer, that there's Machlokes Bavli and Yushalmi in explaining the pasuk lo yavoi patsua daka ukrus shavcha b'kal Hashem. Look in the Yushalmi. The Yushalmi says, what does patsua daka mean? Amar Rav Chagai, ein lecha nomuch ba'adam b'shah shehu yoshev ela beitzav bovad. There's no lower part of the human body than the beitzim. when the person is in a sitting position, the lowest part of the body are the beitzim, I guess besides the from the knees down, but when somebody's sitting on a chair, the lowest part are the beitzim. Umavur, so that means like this. That means the word daka does not mean crushed. Daka, according to Yerushalmi, means low, like ve'elani ushvaruach, v'es daka ushvaruach, like a humble person. So, patsua, it's wounded. What's wounded? Daka, the lowest part of the body. According to Yerushalmi, daka is a noun. It means humble. And therefore, according to Yerushalmi, perhaps daka should be spelled with an aleph. Umavur del Yerushalmi perusha shel daka hu namach, meaning ha'ever hanamach ba'adam, k'dichsev yes daka ushvaruach. V'hainu, the patsua is the adjective, shem hapsul, v'daka hu shem ha'ever, shabay medaber. U'perusha dekrol v'yor Yerushalmi, hukach, demi shenasaloi petsa v'ha'ever hanikra daka, someone who became wounded in the aver that's called daka. V'hu ha'beitzim. The beitzim are called daka.
Obviously, the Bavli argues on this.
Why?
Because the Gemara asks, maybe psu daka means the roish, means the af. So clearly, what is it, the Bavli doesn't hold that. It's a low point.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. We'll see. For a number of reasons, you're correct that the Bavli does not agree with the Yerushalmi's definition of daka. But the Yerushalmi defines daka as humble, low, the low point. It's a noun. V'chein lo yavoi krus shavcha. The name of the psul is krus, and the name of the aver is the shavcha, which is the gid, like the Gemara says on Ayin Hamad Beis, that by it being severed, now the aver pours out instead of flowing. What's the difference between petza and krus? The Beis Shmuel says, krus, it's cut in two. Petza, it's just wounded. However, in the Bavli we find, Amar Rava, patsua bikulan, dach bikulan, karos bikulan. That means the Gemara is explaining, patsua is one kind of adjective, dach is another kind of adjective. That means the Bavli learns, daka is not a noun, it's an adjective. Umavur de mefarsh lashon daka, milashon dach, being crushed with a mortar. V'hainu de'eno shem ha'ever k'shidas ha'yishalmi. The Bavli learns that it's not the name of an aver like Yerushalmi, Ela hu shem ha-kilkol ha-poisol, but rather it is the name of the disqualification. V'hainu shemefarish, petsua, daka, ukrus, these are all adjectives. These are different types of imperfections. Kulam shemais ha-kilkulam shenasu be'ever ha-leid, the ratzolam shenasu be'ever ha-leid, kilkol, petsia, oidicha, oikrisa. And shavcha is the noun. So the difference between the Yerushalmi is, the Yerushalmi reads the pasuk, lo yavai pitsua, someone who it's wounded. What's wounded? Daka, his beitzim. Ukrus, and someone who it's severed. What's severed? Shavcha, his gid, bekal Hashem. But the Bavli doesn't read the pasuk like that. The Bavli reads it, lo yavai pitsua, someone of crushed, of wounded, daka crushed, ukrus or severed. What's severed? What's crushed? What's wounded? The shavcha, the aver tashmish. So the Bavli and Yerushalmi read the pasuk completely differently. Meaning, it seems according to the Bavli, there is no such thing as a petsua daka. It's loyavei petsua a daka b krus three, and they're all describing the shavcha. Says with David Carliner, it would come out in Afkamina how to write the word daka, whether you spell with an aleph or you spell with a hey. The ayin sham shekasav den Afkamina bein abavli Yerushalmi hu im lichtoiv daka im aleph ayim hey. The ladas ha Yerushalmi nichtav ba aleph. According to the Yerushalmi, it's written with an aleph. Migezeras v'yes daka ushvaruach. V'ilul das ha-bavli, it's a hey, it's a lashon, it's not humble, it's crushed. Adachu ba-meducha. Now, who knows? Whenever you have a shaila, how to write a word or pronounce a word, who is the foremost authority? Who do we always follow in terms of the mesora of writing or pronouncing a word? We once learned this, the Mincha Shai. The Mincha Shai brings their different opinions. And the Balei, now, you would think if it's a Machlokes Bavli and Yushalmi, who would you follow? You'd follow the Bavli. However, the Rav David Karliner says, we always follow the Bavli, but when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, we don't always follow the Bavli. For example, in terms of the Shiva Dinechemta, we don't follow the Bavli. When it comes, sometimes we follow Masecha Soifrim. When it comes to Oisiyos or Kriya, we don't necessarily follow the Bavli. And therefore, it's sort of up in the air. By the way, the Mincha Shai Paskins, Petsua Daka with a Hey. So basically, it would come out an afkamina between the Bavli and the Yushalmi. The Yushalmi learns the word Daka is a noun. The noun is the low point. Therefore, it would be spelled with an Aleph. The Bavli learns Daka is an adjective. It means crushed. Therefore, Petsua Daka would be with a Hey. Now, it should be open and closed. The Bavli says a Hey. The Mincha Shai says with a Hey. And it should be a Sefer Torah with an Aleph is pasul. Now, Teimonim, write it with an Aleph. Chabad writes it with an Aleph based on a claim that the Baal Shem Tov spelled Daka with an Aleph. This is based on the Sefer She'iras Yehuda, which was written by the brother of Baal HaTanya, who paskin that should be with an Aleph. And Chabad is very loyal to this tradition. And the first thing a person has to know is if they hire a Chabad Sofer, aside from, if you don't know what your custom is, you need to get Ksav Beis Yosef, not Ksav Ari. More importantly, you have to make sure it's a kosher Sefer Torah. So you have to make sure to tell them to spell with a Hey and not an Aleph. But now the million-dollar question is going to be, in many communities, people go out of town, and the only shul is a Chabad shul. Are you allowed to make a bracha? Is a regular Ashkenazi allowed to make a bracha on a Chabad Sefer Torah? Can a Sfardi make a bracha on a Temani Sefer Torah? More common is, can I go to a Sfardi shul, make a bracha on their Sefer Torah? Can a Sfardi go to an Ashkenazi shul and make a bracha on the Ashkenazi? So everybody's personal tradition, everyone should follow their personal tradition. The question is, can you mix and match? Let's take this a little further, because there's still something very mysterious here. Because why do we have in the Mishnah somebody called a Petsua Daka? According to the Bavli, there's no such thing as a Petsua Daka. A Petsua means wounded, Daka means crushed. Daka is not a noun, it's an adjective according to the Bavli. Why would the Mishnah says Petsua Daka? Also, isn't it strange? According to the Bavli, that it's Petsua is an adjective, Daka is an adjective, Krus is an adjective. It should say Loyavoi Petsua Oi Daka Oi Krus Shafcha. What's Petsua Daka? Petsua Daka sounds like it's one term, and a Krus Shafcha sounds like it's one term. By the way, the Ataras Shmuel makes Rav Asi's point over here, because the Gemara later on asks, according to Rava, how do you know Petsua Daka is Ba'isai Makaim? Maybe it's the head. So the Ater Shmuel says, this is only Kasha on the Bavli, that the word Daka is an adjective. But according to Yishami, Daka means the Aver. What's the question? Maybe it's the nose, maybe it's the head. The word Daka, the nose is not the low point on the body, unless it means when you're doing push-ups, it could be the lowest point on your body. But I don't think this is only Akasha according to Rava. Now Toisus on Ayin Hamad Aleph asks, why does the Mishnah not list the psul of Daka? The Mishnah says, Mishanasa Ptsua Daka or Kus Shavcha. It talks about the psul of psua daka and krush shavcha, but what about the psul of daka itself? According to Yishalmi, that's not a kasha. There is no psul of daka. So there's a malbim over here that throws a wrench into this thing. The Atar Shmuel says he heard from Rabbi Avram Gorowitz that if you look in the Malbim, even though the way the Bavli reads the Pasuk, the Afalpi de Perusha de Krahu, de la Yavai Hapatsua, Oi Hamaducha, Oi Hakrus, and they are all Be'evre Shavcha, Chazal were Medakdek, that why didn't it say, Lo Yavai Patsua Vedako Krus? And thereby, Patsu and Dakar will be mechubar to the word Shafcha. So we see that besides the fact that you could be that a person could be a Patsua in the Shafcha, or a Daka in the Shafcha, or a Krus in the Shafcha, there's also a Zach called Patsua Daka. And the Patsua Daka is Bebeitzim. That's what the Malbim says. So in other words, basically the Pasuk is read two ways. According to the Bavli, Lo Yavai Petsua Shafcha, Lo Yavai Daka Shafcha, Lo Yavai Krus Shafcha B'Kal Hashem. All three adjectives are going on the noun Shafcha. And you could read it, Lo Yavai Petsua Daka B'Kal Hashem. Now let's go into Halacha L'Maisa. One time I have to give this on a Wednesday night when I have enough courage to talk about it. Let's find it. Let me get to my home screen. Let's see, how do I do this? One second, please. Oh, Kaf HaChaim. Your screen. Okay, here we go. Watch this. Can an Ashkenazi take an Aliyah and a Sephardic Sefer Torah and vice versa? Amazingly, Kaf HaChaim says, Ube'inyan, this is in Simen, Kuf Mem Gimel, Islam Adalid. Ube'inyan, Ube'inyan Sefer Torah shall Ashkenazim, Mutter Lalois by Asfardim. V'chein sefer Torah shel Sfardim muter lalois v'yashkenazim. Mishum de'ein bahem hefresh. There's no real difference. Rak ma'at b'tzur sa'oisius, only in the way the letters appear. B'davar she'en apoysel min adin, in matters that it doesn't really passel. V'chein ha'minuk pashut po'i yirakoz yushalayim. Ashkenazim oylem sefer Torah shel Sfardim, v'chein Sfardim sefer Torah shel Ashkenazim. Ay, what about Teimani? Miu sefer akosuv kefi minak hatemanim ein likrois by loy Ashkenazim v'loy Sfardim ad sheyisakin. An Ashkenazi or a Sfardi cannot take an aliyah, cannot hear kriyas haTorah in a sefer Torah of a temani. Why? Mishum sheyesh bem shinuyim beinyan aparshiyos v'hashirois v'ha'osiyos. Because there are shinuyim regarding the parsha, the shira, the oisiyos, and therefore, if you know you could go to two shuls, one, for a Sfardi could go to a shul with an Ashkenazi sefer Torah or a Teimani. Sfardim are better off in an Ashkenazi shul than in a Teimani shul. Likewise, Ashkenazi is better off in a Sfardi shul than a Teimani. Ashkenazim and Sfardim can mix and match. Ashkenazim and Sfardim should not go to Teimani Shul. Tihir Kriyas HaTorah. Now, what would the Kaf HaChaim say about Chabad Sefer Torah? He would say, absolutely, you should not hear Kriyas HaTorah on a Chabad Sefer Torah, nor can you make a bracha on it. Now, again, you have to. There's no political agenda over here, just purely halacha. In the Chabad Sefer Torah, they spell Ptzua Daka with an aleph. So that's not the Mesoira, not of Ashkenazim, not of Sfardim. And therefore, they should not hear Kriyas HaTorah in it, and they should not make a bracha. So if a person's out of town, and that's the only shul, according to most poskim, b'di'evet, it's okay. But if you could avoid getting an aliyah, you should. To avoid making the bracha. And if you have a choice of two shuls, you absolutely should go to the shul where they have psuadaka with the letter hey and not with an aleph. That's the psaka of the Kaf HaChayim. Rav Avadya is a bit more lenient. And Rav Avadya speaks about in the Chaved Das. And Rav Avadya, so to speak, is very reluctant to give this heter, but he says, Hanach lehem liYisrael. You could do it. Rav Avadya allows it. Again, this is specifically talking about Teimani Sefer Torah. Regarding Chabad Sefer Torah, that's an Ashkenazi issue. According to most Poskim, the Me'il Tzedakah, the Beis Ephraim, the Minchas Chinuch, it's preferable not to use it. However, when there's no other Sefer Torah, you can make a bracha. Which means like this. If it's a Monday and Thursday, and you could daven in two shuls, you should pick the shul that has psuadaka with a hey. That's the Armasaira. What if you accidentally took out a Sefer Torah, Kaminag Chabad? Are you allowed to put it back? The Bar Moshe says, you put it back. Other poskim say, once it's taken out, maybe you don't have to put it back. But again, this is something people are not aware of. People think, okay, I could just go to any shul, you can, but not regarding Hilchos Sefer Torah. Hilchos Sefer Torah, it's based on our Gemara. Our Gemara seems to learn Ptsua Daka is a crushed. The word Ptsua means crushed, with a hey. Even though you could ask, but the Malbim says that it has two meanings. It has a meaning, crushed, and it also, Ptsua Daka is like a noun. But apparently, La Halacha, we would follow the Minchashai. So, it's something to be aware of. Certainly, if somebody is commissioning the writing of the Sefer Torah, they absolutely have to do it with a hey. And if a person has a choice where to daven, certainly lechelchila, one should be makbid to hear from a Sefer Torah that has a hey. Be it any Kriyas HaTorah, certainly Parsha Zachar, but even a Monday and Thursday. Again, if it's the only Sefer Torah available, then according to most poskim, it's acceptable. Okay, Rabbi Say, that's what I got for you today. Okay, so for Sfardim to go to Teimani, the Kaf HaChayim is Machmir. Kaf HaChayim says no. Rabbi Avadya says yes. And Legabe, Sefer Torah Minhag Chabad, Me'il Tzedakah, Beis Ephraim, Minchas Chinuch, Be'er Moshe, they seem to say that b'di'evet it's okay if no other Sefer Torah is available. The Bar Moshe goes so far as to say that if there is another Sefer Torah available, you should put it back. Okay, everyone. Have a great day. Bracha v'atzlacha. Kol tov.
Are there any other letters that are different among the Sfaradim and Ashkenazim or the Teimanim and Chabad?
If you give me one moment, give me one second. Let me see if I can pull that. One second. Okay, so Rabbi Avadya is in Ichaved Das, Chelek Vav, Simen Nun Vav. One of them is in Parshas Noach. In Perek Tes, Pasuk Chav Tes, it says, Vayihi kol yemei Noach, and the Teimanim write Vayiyu, with an extra Vav. The Minchashai brings the Machloikis, the Ramah brings the Machloikis. So that's one example. In Parshas Tzav, the Teimanim make a parsha psucha. We don't have any parsha at all. And by the way, that's based on the Rambam. The Rambam says it should be a parsha psucha. The Beis Yosef says it's a toss. So that's not an example of a letter, but that's an example of the parshiyos. But I believe Pitsua Daka is the most like overt. And Rav Avadya quotes a Kaf HaChaim that that you should not. Yeah. And Rav Avadya concludes as follows. The Rav Avadya says, "Lachin, yesh lahakel benido dinan. Rasham lahoytzi sibet tarshel teimanim lukrasem betzibor ubeberchas atar kenag vahanach lam liYisrael." Rav Avadya says, "Let it slide." Basically, Rav Avadya says, "Mikamakoy moimar anish, mikiven shal yedei kach tifroitz machloikes beinat zibur al shanu poisim sevatar shal temanim beinon mashgichim mesar shal vasem bedar doras uvit sirav." In combination with the shita of the Rambam shita is now. I don't know that we Ashkenazim use the svara. The Rambam holds it's mutter to make a bracha on a sefer Torah afilu upasol. So, in combination with that. And to avoid machlokes, you'd be able to. But again, what would Rav Avadya say that if you have a choice not to go to that shul, you shouldn't? Absolutely, you shouldn't go to that shul. Of course. It's just once you're there and they take out the Sefer Torah and they call you up, you don't want to make a scene. But, you know, people are makbid on all kinds of things. One of them should be to lane from a kosher Sefer Torah. So, again, the Kav HaChaim disagrees. The Kav HaChaim says the machlokes is a bad thing. Where you can't make a bracha on a sefer Torah. That's not kosher l'min hagenu, according. But Rav Avadya is lenient. Again, he's talking to Sfardim to make on Temanim. But presumably, he would also say Ashkenazi to make on a Chabad. If you're already there and they call you up, you could make a bracha. Kav HaChaim would say no. Most Ashkenazim go with that line of thinking. In other words, it's not lechadchila, but once you're in the situation already, you would, you'd be. If they call you up, you don't have to, you know, jump out the window. But should you go elsewhere? Yeah, it's the only shul in town. No, then you go there. Okay, Rabbi Yisai. But that's interesting. It seems like there's one other example in the beginning of Parshas Noach. Whether not in the beginning of Parshas Noach, Parak Tes Pasuk Chav Tes, whether it's Vayihi or Vayiyu. Okay, have a good one, everyone. Kol Tov.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.